This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Welcome to the Mikey Pod on the Bayou Show. Yeehaw. That's not what this show's about.
It ain't.
No. Here, watch this. Welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. Texas, it's not just for cow-tipping rednecks.
Hello and welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. This is episode number 43. Today is April 13th, 2006, and I'm your host, Michael Herron. Hello and welcome to the show. Today I've got some mostly news about upcoming events. I have some interesting music for you today, including one song that I am so excited to have tracked down after probably 15 years I haven't heard it. It is so out of print. Like, it's so out of print, it's not even funny. I don't know if it's pod safe, but it's so out of print, it's not even funny. But let's see. Oh, welcome, new listeners. My subscription numbers are like creeping up ever so slightly every day. So I appreciate that. That is cool. Let me know why you're listening. My email address is mikeypod@gmail.com. You can also call me at, watch as I start, I wrote down the number and everything this time, 206-339-6682. I have some feedback today, some audio feedback too, that I'll play for you later. And I think that's pretty much it. Chris Daly and I, from Writing with Window Down and the PMC Top 10, etc. He's got like maybe 5 podcasts. It seems like I should know that. Anyway, he and I went and saw this next guy play at Brazil. And you can go over to his website, chrisdaly.com. And look at Writing with the Window Down. A few episodes back, he and I did a podcast from Brazil. But without further ado, here is Lanky, who we saw play, and his song is called Falling Hard for the Girl. Enjoy. That was Lanky with Falling Hard for the Girl. You can find him over on the PodSafe Music Network. As a matter of fact, it's music.podshow.com. Play this song on your podcast. I think it's great. It's poppy without being shitty. That's what I like about a good song. You know what I'm saying? I knew you did. Earlier, Excuse me. I'm drinking mineral water. How gay of me. Earlier when I said we did a podcast from Brazil, that is the Houston Coffee Shop, Brazil, which frankly is amazing. I love it. One quick thing. I was on Lucky Bitch Radio yesterday. We recorded it the night before last. Yeah, so it was yesterday. And just interesting stuff. I was joking about... I hate talking about this because it's verging on, I don't know, sensationalism, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, let me just say what I'm going to say about it, and then we'll move on. I was making jokes about handicapped people, really. And it sounds kind of evil for me to say that. At the moment, it seemed okay. But actually, Wanda Wisdom got a comment on her blog from someone who was offended by what I said. And in turn, it made me really think about perception and like the idea of people are really connected to jokes we make and the words we say. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. Something else I wanted to talk to you about was, you know what? That was an apology to Davey. I don't think he probably is ever going to listen to my show, but if he does, I'm sorry. So let's move on. So the next thing is Creative Voices for Creative Nonviolence. If you are subscribed, you got the PSA I did for the podcast PSA website about this creative nonviolence thing. So I'm not going to go on about it right now, except for the fact that on Monday I'm going to, if the office is open, I'm going to go visit my senators. There are two Texas senators, and I'm going to go visit them and tell them, please not to to vote for, I'm going to ask them not to vote for this huge amount of money that is being sent to the war in Iraq. I'm curious about all of your thoughts about that. MikeyPod.com, or you can call me at 206-339-6682 and leave some voicemail. I really want to get some dialogue going, and especially, I seek out news and opinions from people who are similar to mine, but I know that there's at least one neoconservative person who listens to my show, and I would really love to know how you feel about this. You know what? I should go ahead and pull it up. I got an email from Voices for Creative Nonviolence, which is one of the organizations that Kathy Kelly is a part of. She was on the show a few episodes ago. I did an interview with her that was long, and I split it in half. If you haven't heard it, please go back and listen to it. She is someone who spent time in Iraq before the war started, and she went to she was there when the bombing started, and she has personal connections there. So it's really worth hearing what she has to say. And I'm finishing up her book, Other Lands Have Dreams, as well. But so as we, let me continue. I want to maybe give you a little bit of information about this. And the thing about it to me, like this feel, I keep having this sort of struggle between what's political and what is just like compassion, you know? So, and for those of you who are just new here, I started becoming more of an activist pretty much right after I started podcasting. So I don't make any pretensions, any sort of, I don't pretend that I know all there is to know. In fact, I'm in making efforts to continue to learn. But here's the gist of the Voices for Creative Nonviolence thing. Here's the first part of the email. Friends, the U.S. Senate is set to vote to approve the supplemental spending package for the current fiscal year. This includes a $67.5 billion to fund the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. This vote is scheduled to take place the week of April 24th. Good Lord. That's like, is that next week? Let's see. Sorry, guys. Wow. Yeah, it's the week after next. A week from Monday is when that voting will be done. You're urged to take one or more of the following actions to halt funding the Iraq war. So I talked about that in the PSA. Just skip back one in your RSS feed and you'll be able to find that. Or go to the blog at MikeyPod.com and you'll see it. I think it's the post right before the one that will contain this podcast. So check that stuff out. And you know, I was ranting and raving in my live journal about this stuff. And on that same day, right after I posted this rant in my live journal, I got an instant message from Bicycle Mark, who you should check out. Also, bicyclemark.org, or it might be .com. Great podcast. Saying, how's it going with talking to the senators? Because I told him I was going to do this. And it dawned on me that I've been doing far more bitching than I have been taking action. So that's what I'd like to do. And I would like to ask you guys who disagree with me to let me know, like, why. And I would love to find a podcast or something of a conservative person who isn't flaming anyone, and just because I want, if I'm going to be active and politically aware, I need to be aware of all sides of things. But I don't think, just like I wouldn't, or I have a hard time listening to liberal quote unquote people who are really just bitching about conservatives, I would have the same problem with conservatives who are really just talking smack about liberals. And I hate that. I hate all the categorization. We're all humans, people. Okay. How about a little voicemail? I don't know who this guy is. I couldn't make out the web address. So if you're listening, well, here it is.
Hey, Mikey. This is Drew from Rufio.com. I'm just calling to say that I appreciate your podcast, and it was nice to just chill out this Friday afternoon and listen to your show. So keep it up. Bye.
Yeah. Thanks, Drew. I couldn't make out your web address. Will you send it again or something so I can give mad props, as it were? Yeah. And it's interesting because I used to just be in the Q-Potter thing, and I'm really making an effort to go to other communities and that sort of thing and track down some new people. So I don't recognize you from Q-Potter, but I could be wrong. So anyway, that was that. And hold on, let me look at my list here. Guys, never mind. I'm going to stop complaining about myself. Okay, let's do this. I've got a promo to play for you. And yeah, it's from the 50 Pound Note podcast. I'm so excited because he just posted it on his website. And I really am digging this music show. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Jeb Edwards. Join me each week for 50 Pound Note, podcasting from Central Kentucky. From rock, funk, and dance to new wave, pop, or metal, you never know what my record collection will cough up next. From the latest sounds to theme shows and artist features, it's what you wish commercial radio sounded like without all that pesky professionalism. So log on and download at www.50poundnote.net. That's www.50poundnote.net, where you'll also find news, an online journal, and an archive of all the previous shows. 50 Pound Note, the currency of music.
Yeehaw. Yeah, that's a great music podcast. And I just remembered last week I played a song from him, actually one of his original songs on the podcast. So you guys already know Jeb. Go check out his show. It's cool. And he just put up a bunny show. It's all bunny related. So you can't go wrong with that, right? I love it when, never mind. See, there I go. I'm about to say some nasty crap about myself again. I am funny. I'm really good. I'm so entertaining there. I have another promo.
Hi, this is Adam from Madtown Aces Audio Productions at madtownaces.com. You know, if you're a podcaster or even thinking about starting your own podcast, you need to call me, because at Madtown Aces Audio Productions, we provide professionally produced podcast show elements. Now, what are elements? Well, they're things like show opens, IDs, bumper sweepers. There's a million names for them, but basically it's just packaging or imaging for your show. Now, here's what Madtown Aces Audio Productions can do for you. This is part of a show open.
Your traditional media outlets have failed you. Information via the mainstream is corrupt. It's time to implement the contingency plan.
Well, you kind of get the idea. I'm sure everybody's heard a podcast before. This kind of stuff just makes you sound like you mean business. Even if you're doing podcasting for a hobby for now, you want to make it sound the best you can, don't you? Now, you heard the show open. There's lots more stuff, more examples over at our website. You can go over there at www.madtownaces.com, and a lot more things for you to listen to. I look forward to talking to you. Even if you've got a question about audio, recording your podcast, whatever it is, I'd be glad to talk to you. Once again, go over to madtownaces.com. Thanks for your time, and remember, at Madtown Aces Audio Productions, we don't make podcasts. We make podcast sound better.
Thank you, Adam. And Adam did my intro. Did you like it? I love it. I think he did a great job. And I think he's extremely reasonable price-wise. And what else? He's nice. He's really a good guy, and he's willing to go out of his way to make sure you're happy with his work. So I can't recommend him highly enough. In fact, I just tracked him down to get that promo from him because I felt like plugging him. Because he rocks. I felt like plugging him, dude. You said plug-in. Anyway, here's the song I was talking about in the beginning. Do you guys remember The Family? It was like a Prince protege band. And this album came out right between, okay, Prince nerdishness here. This song came out right between Parade, the soundtrack from the excellent film. It was magical, really. And Around the World in a Day. That's the album. Let's see. Parade, for the layperson, Parade is the album that had Kiss on it. And it had a song called Mountains, which was also great. And then Around the World in a Day had Raspberry Beret and Pop Life and all that stuff. So this album is actually where the song, which Sinead O'Connor made famous, Nothing Compares to You. It was originally recorded here by the family. And this whole album, it just reeks of Prince. But I think it's the perfect, like, place in time of Prince. Like, things kind of started going a little downhill after which came out first? I think Under the Cherry Moon came out after. Anyway, be that as it may, this song is called The Screams of Passion, and my friend Bandit on LiveJournal just gave me a copy of the CD. You cannot get it anymore at all. Like, I looked on eBay last night and there was one that was $50 and it was still in action. So is it pod safe? You can't get it on iTunes. You can't buy this song anywhere. But it was also on Paisley Park, which is a Warner Brothers subsidiary. I think that's the word. So I would think that they don't take too kindly to be playing it on a podcast. But why not? I mean, no one can buy it. Right? Anyway, what are your thoughts on that? MikeyPod.com or MikeyPod@gmail.com or call the voicemail hotline at 206-339-6682. Thanks. Here's the family with Screams of Passion. This song is just, I love it.
Whenever we be lying, lying in my bed, the moon appears and disappears. You look at me, my clothes, I quickly shift. The curtain starts a minuet. Autumn plays the music, baby. Come on, hold my hand. Leaves are falling for the stretch. Only you and I can. Light draws a picture through the silky lace that hangs above your door. A picture that is waving at me seems to be with every thrust you make me beg for more. Oh, a robin sings a masterpiece that lives and dies unheard. Four streams of passion. All I hear in my head echoing like a volcano, baby. The screams of passion, back and forth in raging seas of lust. I want you madly. Can't you tell? Can't you tell? Can't you tell? Can't you tell? Ow! Take me in your arms, oh baby. The crime is done. I'd rather die here in your screams of passion. Tell me that you love me.
Is it someday?
Or is it passion?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's The Screams of Passion from The Family, from the album of the same name, The Family. Let me know what you think about that. I'm sure that, like, probably I could be sued or whatever they do to people who play non-pod-safe music, but I've done it before and I'll probably do it again. I'm really trying to make this change to all pod-safe music, but in cases like this, I couldn't help it. Okay? Sorry. I do what I can, and that's all I can do. I did my best. That's it. That's what I'll tell the judge. I did my best. I couldn't help it. Sorry.
Hey everybody, this is Adam from the Krebs Cast. Voting is the most precious right and the most awesome responsibility of a free citizenry. But if you're not registered in time, you can't vote. On April 18th, 2006, join the blogosphere in a national voter registration drive to get yourself, family, friends, acquaintances, and work associates registered for the November 2006 general election. Voter registration information for all 50 states is available at votesmart.org. Please take the time to get registered today. Take responsibility, exercise your right, and vote.
Word. Yeah, that is from the Podcast PSA website. It's easy to go and create your own PSAs and post them up there. You can subscribe to the RSS feed of the PSAs. And so if you're a podcaster, it's cool because I just today looked through and pulled that one out. You can, they're so small, you can just save them and then, you know, play them when you need to. Okay. Email. I just was checking through my emails and there, I'm kind of have a backlog here and I'm going to start in, chronological orders. Okay. So the first one, what? Lord in heaven. Here it is. I'm going to start with John Whiteside. Hi, John. I haven't heard from you in a while, but I've been looking at your blog. I still have the RSS feed. He lives here in Houston. Are you still making a podcast? You should make one. Okay. Way back when I was talking about the who and whom thing, and I just didn't pay attention to anyone's responses to how it works. Okay. Here's how John Whiteside describes it. Okay, Mr. Mikey Pod, it's like this. Who is the subject, the one doing something? For example, he quotes, who had sex in the bathroom at JR's? That's a local joke. That's a gay bar here in Houston. Whom is the object, the one being done to? Whom did that tramp blow in the bathroom at JR's? A big clue. A lot of the time when you need whom, there's a preposition there. Whom did he give it to? Whom is that for? Now, that makes me ask another question. Should those prepositions be at the end of the sentence, or is that okay when there's a question mark? Okay, so finally we have the sound. Here he goes. Those sound weird because proper English says you should say, to whom did he give it? For whom is that? But nobody really talks like that. So I think in spoken English you can get away with skipping the whom a lot of the time, unless you do the form for whom, with whom, etc. Written, it starts to look weird. Other languages are a lot more strict about this. In German, there are several different whoms. I'm not going to try to say those. And you never confuse them with who. This concludes our grammar lesson. Want to get coffee or lunch or something sometime? My jet set whirlwind is over for a bit. Oh, nice. Well, maybe this is why I haven't heard from him, because I never responded to this email. Oops. Hi, John. If you're still listening, yeah, let's go get some coffee, dude. Why don't I... I'm going to respond to it right now. Oh, I can't do that. That'll take too much time. Okay, next. Hopefully you're listening to the show and you know I'm not a complete dickhead. I'm just forgetful. Okay, so the next email I have is from... sound like I'm reading from script. Now, the next email I have is from Carl, whose last name I'm not even going to try to pronounce. I'll just give you some bits and pieces from this. Carl... Yeah, I'm not even going to try it. He's in England, if I'm not mistaken. Hey, it says, I finally got around to listening to your excellent podcast. I actually think it's one of the best I've heard. So well done. I'm really looking forward to hearing more. In fact, tomorrow I'm adding you to my links on my blog. I'm going to go check that later. Make sure you did. I think I added you too. And I did, in fact, respond to this email, which is really good, isn't it? Your podcast seems to be a little more focused than most, which is a refreshing change. As charming as most podcasts are, what with all the random tangents seemingly picked from thin air, it is nice to hear someone who appears to have something to say. Interesting that I'm reading that on this podcast, where I really am kind of randomly tangential. God, it's all about making up new words. I hope that my blog appears to have some organization to it. It does. Actually, he's got a fantastic blog. And let's see. I can't say your last name, dude. I'm sorry. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. Carl, KARLARBUTHNOT.blogspot.com. See, I'm not even going to try because I know that you've probably heard so many massacrings of that name. There's another new word for you, massacrings. Okay, and finally, I have an email from Joe. I think this is another another last name. I'm like, I'm sure that sounds really good, and I'm not going to try to say your last name. Sorry, dude. What do you mean, oops? Here we go. What? Well, I don't think I'm going to be able to read Joe's email. It won't open up. Gmail. Why are you trying to act like this to me? All card. Let's push expand all. No, it's not going to cooperate. Well, Joe wrote a really nice email, and we discussed me sending you something, and it will go into the mail today. We talked a lot about Kathy Kelly, actually. It's a shame that I don't understand why this is not working. I guess maybe that's God's way of telling me, shut up. Here's a song for you from Ryuichi Sakamoto. It's a shame that I haven't played this yet. And what a beautiful segue, Jesus, to get into the song. The song is called War and Peace, and it's from his new album, Chasm. And I've actually been writing back and forth with his manager. Ryuichi Sakamoto is a badass, you guys. He did, soundtracks for The Sheltering Sky, The Last Emperor, and he's a member of Yellow Magic Orchestra, which was one of the very first, if I'm not mistaken, electronic bands. So this song is called War and Peace, and I dig it. It's from his newest album, Chasm.
Making war love without thinking.
Love without
we
thinking.
Love without
do the right thing.
Do we do the
without
right thing?
Do we do the right thing?
Do we do the right thing
do
without thinking?
Do we do the right thing?
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 Do we do the right thing
without
right
thinking?
Do we do the right thing?
Do we do the right thing?
We do the right thing without right thinking.
Do we do the right thing?
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 Without thinking.
When children fight with their brothers and sisters, are they learning how to make war?
When children fight with their brothers and sisters, are they learning how to make war?
How do we test?
How do we test
our bodies?
How do we test the limits of our bodies?
How do we test the limits of our bodies?
That was War and Peace from Ryuichi Sakamoto from his album Chasm. His manager is actually who turned me on to IOTA. The IOTA. I don't have one iota of an idea of what IOTA stands for, but you can get PodSafe music there, and it's really a nice site, so check it out. IOTA.com, I-O-D-A. God, what happened to my brain? I think it's time to stop the show. I've got some interesting interviews coming up. I know for sure I'm going to be hanging out with the Nittas. If you haven't heard of them, it's a pretty uniquely Houston idea. They were just in Nylon magazine, I believe it is. They're a group of gangstas who tag and do their graffiti with yarn. They knit and they... it's pretty top secret. Yeah, but I'm in on it, dogs. I've got a friend of mine I've known for a long time is actually one of them. And she told me that I could go along with them on their next tagging. So I'm going to take my recorder and do a sound sing tour of this illegal, yet not really, behavior. They go to their website at Nitta Please, KNITTAPLEASE.com. You can see pictures of things they've done, like in New York City, here in Houston mostly. But then they tagged a rock at the Great Wall of China, which is pretty cool. And the photographs are really nice. So check that out and look forward to that sound sing tour. And also, although I haven't called this guy yet, I think I have a representative from the Green Party to come and talk to us about what the Green Party is all about. So with all of that in mind, thank you again for listening. MikeyPod.com, MikeyPod@gmail.com, and the phone number is 206-339-6682. Thanks for riding with me on this show. It's a little bit haphazard, I guess, but it was a lot of fun. And let me know what you think. Do you like shows like this? Sometimes I feel like I leave too much time in between interviews and shows where I have like a show. I do shows like this in between to kind of keep you guys connected. And just because I always have some music I like to share with you guys. And, you know, whatever. I hope you guys are enjoying your spring. And the end. Thank you. Here's my closing, as done by Adam Raymer of Madtown Aces Productions. See you next time.
You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Herron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.